This is Michael Johnson, and we're here in another in our series of podcasts with Hitachi Global Storage Technologies. And joining me today is Doug Pickford, who's the Director of Marketing and Product Strategy for Hitachi Global Storage Technologies. Welcome to the podcast.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Now, today we're here to talk about storage and the idea that this is something that people aren't realizing just how much storage is part of their lives right now, whether it's something that sits on their desktop or something that may be living in the background. So let's talk a little bit about storage infrastructure and what that really means. Let's wrap our minds around that concept.
First thing to understand is that this infrastructure is made up of two kinds of beasts. The first one I'll refer to as servers, and the second one I'll call storage arrays.
Okay, let's define each of those now.
Okay, so for servers, a server is really a high-speed computer tailored for individual or light collections of applications. Since these servers are really compute facilities, they're mainly characterized by the processors or CPUs they have. Commensurate with the CPUs are associated HDDs. The highest speed servers, typically transaction-oriented ones, require the highest speed HDDs, typically 3.5-inch, 15,000 RPM devices, or small form factor 2.5-inch, 10K RPM HDDs. At the other end of the server spectrum, value-oriented servers tend to use those devices offering the lowest dollars per gigabyte or the lowest absolute price tag. Lower capacity SATA devices fill this bill.
You had a second piece as well, right?
Yes, we call those storage arrays.
Okay, let's talk about storage arrays now.
All right. Well, storage arrays is the second main division of the infrastructure, and they're really farms of HDDs managed by high-speed, super-intelligent controllers. Like with servers, arrays have a spectrum of needs. We sometimes refer to this spectrum as the storage hierarchy. The layers of the hierarchy are defined by the data that resides within them. The simplest way to think of these layers is first, often accessed data, second, little accessed data, and lastly, almost never accessed data. With servers, we matched up CPUs, applications, and HDDs. With arrays, we match up data type or access frequency, applications, and HDDs.
So we're talking about servers and arrays that look and act very differently. Now, they have these complementary roles, obviously, in this infrastructure. How can they work together?
Well, you're exactly right when you think that servers and arrays are complementary. Even though servers may be in the back rooms of IT rooms, IT structures within a company, they tend to be the touch points for users. You know, if I log on to a server, you know, I'm immediately attached to that server. For corporate Earth, as I call it, think of a very common application. Think of email.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So when we log on to our computers via, you know, either a local computer or a laptop, I ask email to come up. Email's running. But because I need to access lists of names or I need to access a previous email, I have to go out and get it from somewhere. The server acts as a traffic cop for all of these requests, but it doesn't necessarily act as the repository for all of the data. So it has to, in turn, talk to an array somewhere, maybe local, maybe remote, grab that data, allow me to do something with it, and then I complete my activity with email. So I kind of think of servers are servicing my request to do something, and the arrays contain the data upon which I want to do something. Without both, I can't achieve the intended activity.
Yeah, that makes sense. Now, are there different HDD requirements for each of these servers? Is it different for the servers that you're first as that touch point as opposed to what the HDD requirements would be for the arrays? I would imagine that their needs are very different.
They are different. If you think of a server, again, going back to the concept that a server is a compute facility trying to respond to a request. So think of it as transaction-oriented. From an HDD point of view, depending on the application, some of these are very, very high bandwidth applications, I need immediate high response out of my HDD. And so therefore, I need the highest performance HDDs. At the same time, some of these servers are very space conscious, very power conscious. So a small form factor 2.5-inch drive, which is much more miserly relative to power while not sacrificing performance in any way or shape is the appropriate drive for that server. When you think of an array, again, let's go back to this concept of a disk farm, these vast rooms of drives, just as a point of a visualization. And what happens is these drives are all running at the same time. And so we get a concept or a phenomena called rotational vibration, whereas a drive working in slot one has an effect on the drive working in slot two.
Just because of the vibrational frequency.
Exactly.
Literally, driving down the road, something
exactly.
like that. You can feel the tires spinning on your car.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So the HDDs in this case have to be far more sensitive to rotational vibration and being able to discount those effects. And, if you think of a disk drive, one of the main things a disk drive does is position its heads very carefully over the location requested. If the world is shaking at the time I'm trying to position, that causes a problem. So there needs to be a cancellation mechanism in there. And so, if we think of servers, it's high-speed I.O. If we think of arrays, it's the ability to live in a very dense environment, rotational vibration cancellation.
Sounds a lot like people. Now, I know that Hitachi has announced three new hard drives for the market. Now, can you explain how each of these, in light of what we've talked about, this dense packing of things, also the server needs, its position in where it plays into the information process, how is each of these suited to, say, storage system servers and this infrequently accessed data that we've been talking about?
Absolutely. We have three products, like you said. The first one is our UltraStar 15K300.
Okay.
It's a 15,000 RPM 3.5-inch device. Has capacity points of 300 gigabytes, 147 gigabytes, and 73 gigabytes. Supports the U320 SCSI interface, the serial attached SCSI interface, and the 4 gigabit fiber channel interface. Now, this product has a fairly broad use. The lower capacities of this product, 73, 147 gigabytes, very, very suitable for high-speed server environments. While the 147, 300 gigabytes, very, very suitable for the storage array. Keeping in mind that storage array, since I am packing the environment densely, I really want higher capacity devices. The UltraStar 15K300 really is a workhorse product for us. The second product is the C10K147, the UltraStar C10K147. And this product is Hitachi's first entry into the small form factor devices. So it's a 2.5-inch form factor, 10K RPM, 10,000 RPM, capacity points of 73 and 147 gigabytes, supports only the SAS interface. And the reason for that is this product is really targeted at dense server environments. One of the most popular form factors within servers, they measure them by things called U's. And so the most popular two geometries or measurements are a 1U and a 2U rack. And that's, basically 2 inches and 4 inches tall. And so with 3.5-inch drives, it's difficult to pack a lot of drives in there. With 2.5-inch drives, it's very easy to pack a lot of drives in there, and therefore you can create RAID configurations within these small spaces, and the performance of the server goes up significantly. So that's the UltraStar C10K147, our first entry small form factor. And then lastly, a product that we're extremely proud of because Hitachi GST definitely has leadership in this area of the market, is our UltraStar A 7K1000, a full 1 terabyte of storage. Despite the fact that it is a giant drive, it has no sacrifice relative to reliability. It's important to appreciate that despite the fact that each one of these drives I've described here have a specific role within the enterprise community, none of them are allowed to sacrifice on reliability. And this product, the 1 terabyte device here, the 7K1000, is targeted more at the less frequently used data. Think of this 1 terabyte drive as really a foundation for a lot of the data that we have to have. We just don't have to have it every single day. And enterprise environments, again, going back to this storage hierarchy that I described, where you have at the very highest levels, you have high transaction-oriented data, best serviced by 15K devices. At the mid-level, you have 7,200 RPM, large capacity drives like our 7K1000. And then, you know, for archive purposes, maybe you have optical or tape. So it fills a definite role in the overall grand scheme. And, you know, this set of drives, our 15K300, our C10K147, and our 7K1000, we really feel is just an extremely powerful triple play that covers all the needs of the enterprise space.
Obviously, reliability is a major issue, whether it's at the end use or your enterprise customers. How does Hitachi build reliable drives? That's a pretty important question.
Hitachi GST is very proud of its record of reliability. There are many elements that go into delivering the type of reliability that enterprise customers expect and require. It starts with a design point that is bulletproof. But just having a design point isn't near enough. You have to have a development and design process that allows no shortcuts. Once that is exercised and you have delivered that design point, you then have to have the support of your suppliers. Your suppliers have to provide you consistent products, consistent components. They, in turn, have to have design processes which don't allow deviation. Then once all that comes together and you have taken a product into production, your own manufacturing process, Hitachi's manufacturing process, has to be relentless in its pursuit of consistency and getting it right every time. Anecdotally, our customers say we have the recipe, where most of them would say that we have the best of breed enterprise reliability in the industry.
When will the three hard drives be available to customers?
All three products, the UltraStar 15K300, the UltraStar C10K147, and the UltraStar A7K1000 will all be available this quarter, 2Q 2007.
If there's more information about this that folks would like to find out about, is there a website that folks can go to and
Certainly,
check them out?
Certainly. Our main website, www.hitachigst.com, and it will be prominently displayed.
All right. That's www.hitachigst.com. I've been speaking today with Doug Pickford, who is the Director of Marketing and Product Strategy for Hitachi Global Storage Technologies. Doug, thanks for being with us on the podcast today.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.